It's time now for KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30, bringing you interviews and information regarding nonprofit events and city and county services from Aspen to Rifle. KMTS Connections connects you to everything that matters in the Roaring Fork Valley and beyond. Once again, it's Gabe from the KMTS Morning Show, and a big alumni football game coming up on July 25th. It's actually something that they do all over the country. Bob Cazette is the organizer of Alumni Football USA. And you've been doing this for how long? In how many different places?
30 years. We're in 26 states right now. We'll be in about 35 states at the end of the year.
Tell me how this all started.
Well, it all started just because I wanted to play in one more high school football game.
Aha.
So I sat around at a little meeting that we had with some guys at a homecoming game at St. Mary's College. And we were talking about, hey, if you could do anything, what would you do? And the guy next to me said, oh, I'm going to hang glide. And the other guy was going to bungee jump and do whatever else. And I said, man, I just want to play one more high school football game.
How long ago was that?
Oh, boy, way back in about 84.
That long ago?
So, yep. 30
years.
Absolutely, yep. So that was it. So we ended up, I was coaching in high school at the time as an assistant coach, and ended up talking to my varsity coach and said, hey, what about us getting out there and teaching each other another lesson? And so he said, okay, well, so we got 100 guys together from my little town, and we had 50 guys on 50 guys, and the next thing you know, we're playing a football game and raising a bunch of money for the school, and it was a good deal. And a bunch of my St. Mary's buddies came to the game and said, what about us? And so from there, I've been hearing what about us ever since.
Do you actually go out and solicit hometown football teams, or do they actually go to you to put these things together?
Well, both things happen. We'll take a place and do a little research and find out who's who, and some of the biggest rivals in high school football, we'll go contact them. And the next thing you know, once the area people hear that they're getting a chance to play, the next team start calling us. And so, we'll get calls sometimes 2-3 times a day of teams that want to play from New Jersey to Hawaii.
And it's so interesting, even though they're rivals, those football players all know each other.
Oh, yeah. They
know those guys on those other teams.
Some of them are intermarried, man. They got a wife on one team and a sister on the other team yelling at each other.
Now, that's funny. So 30 years later, how often do you do this? How many games a year?
We do between 200 and 300 games a year. So
that's a lot.
Oh, yeah. We're all over the country. We're, like I said, right now we're in 26 states, and we have 7-8 trailers running around with 120 sets of gear in it, and we just get it done.
And you actually provide everything that's necessary to make the football game happen.
Helmets to knee pads. And we're all over the place.
Fantastic. Now, Brock Hedberg and Bob Antonelli are Rifle High School graduates. They're actually hosting this alumni game on July 25th. And I don't want to focus on this too much because we don't want to stir up the controversy pot any more than necessary. But you guys wanted to play Glenwood, and they just couldn't field a team, couldn't get enough guys that wanted to play by the deadline anyway. So you're going to be playing Palisade.
Right.
And which is fine. Palisade, at least now, is a big rivalry for Rifle. I know that there have been a bunch of games where folks think it should have gone kind of the opposite of the way it should have gone, or it did go on both sides. Of course, Palisade at one time, was this back in the 90s? They won 4 championships in a row?
Yeah, that was when I was in high school, sure enough. 4 in a row. Well, they won 3 when I was in high school, and then won the next year after I graduated. All 4 years of Brock's high school career, though.
How do you feel about that, Brock?
Well, I haven't ever had a chance to beat Palisade. I guess it's our chance. We want to play, obviously we want to play Glenwood in the future, and hopefully this, as the word gets out, we can get a team. I know that we talked to some Glenwood players after we've already got this thing set up, and it sounds like Glenwood, there's a few guys that just didn't know about it, and hopefully this sparks some interest next year so we can actually have this become an annual thing with Bob and Alumni Football USA and do this yearly with Glenwood. That would be my ideal, a lot of fun, because Glenwood has always kind of been the rivalry, and Palisade always thumped on us when I was in high school, so it would be fun to play Glenwood.
Yeah, well, and next year, this might entice Glenwood a little bit more, is next year it would be in Glenwood, because it's home every other year.
Right, we want to alternate every other year, because we're trying to raise money for both schools, or some kind of a charity, and we've raised over $1.4 million in the last 4 years for charities and schools, so just whoever wants to get on board, That's an important thing to understand, is that if you're playing at home, you're going to get all the concessions. If you're playing away, you're just going to get run around on the field and sell some pre-sale tickets and make some money that way.
And this isn't something – you don't just show up the day of the game and there you go, there's the equipment, and send the guys out onto the field. You guys have actually been practicing for a while now, right?
Yeah.
We've had practices weekly, about two a week for the last little while, but – the way, and Bob had a good point, we get the equipment actually the day of the game, because us old guys, I guess, when you give the equipment too early, we get out and think we're tough, start hitting each other, and everyone's hurt before the game, and then we don't have any players.
We don't want parts to start falling off. So when you get to be about 40 and you hit people, you got to go try to find the parts that you're missing. So, you know, this is a lot of fun. At the same time, we try to be smart about this stuff. We've changed a couple of the rules so that we don't have guys, you know, getting de-cleated for no reason, and it's all good, though. It's 99% just like a high school football game. They don't get the gear till the day of the game, because I used to give it out a week ahead of time. And the problem with that was that by Thursday, we'd have 10 or 12 guys hurt. But we realized that nobody got hurt on Monday. So we figure our game day is a Monday. We'll just give it out that day and everybody will be good. So now, you know, a lot of these guys, I tell them, you know, at the meetings, that if you could hit back in the day, you really don't need the equipment to get back in shape. You can still hit. The guys that can't hit, run.
That's me.
That would be me.
That's why they make the sidelines.
Now, they said that the home field changes every year. So over 30 years, you've gone back to the same communities year after year after year, where they just go back and forth?
Yeah, there's a lot of them that we do. Some of the big ones are up in Ohio, Coventry, Ohio. They play every other year at a different place, and they'll go do a Toys for Tots every single, for Christmas, and they'll do anywhere from, 1,000 to 2,000 toys for some of the kids in these different hospitals, children hospitals. So they get together with their opponent team and have contests like that. And what's happened is the communities really kind of come together. You'll find out that, they were – back in the day, they were enemies, all right? And you think of these guys as being faceless and nameless, and they're in the wrong color, and they just got to get knocked down. But then all of a sudden, you're in about the fifth or sixth minute of the first quarter, and you realize you're still standing, so you're pretty happy. And so as long as they're still standing, they would show up for a game every single year. Everybody would be happy. So it's all good. I mean, they're going to play hard. Don't get me wrong. I'll tell you that. They'll play hard. But at the end of the game, everybody's looking at each other, and they realize they're just an opponent. And they're no longer an enemy.
Sure, which I think happens a lot. I hear that story a lot. In high school football, like you say, it's the enemy. It's the rivalry. It's the team, the game you have to win. It doesn't matter what your record is or what their record is. That's the game you have to win. And then you graduate high school and you're growing up and you're going to the same college together and other things happen. Or maybe you marry somebody's sister, like you said, Bob. And and life happens, I guess you might say.
Right.
Now, there are a couple different local families that will benefit from this alumni game on July 25th. Are there any national organizations that also benefit from this?
No, there really aren't national, but, we've been talking to some people in Hollywood that's talking about doing a reality show, and at some point our goal is that every single time we have an episode is to bring in somebody like, the Heart Association or, somebody like this, Bone Marrow, Cancer Research or whatever, Wounded Warriors, something like that. So every single time we do an episode, we're thinking about bringing in some national organization, because I believe that people would actually back it if they get a chance to really see what it's about. And we have guys like, for instance, Wounded Warriors. We have Todd Belcher came back 37 hours from Afghanistan just to play in his high school alumni football game. He had 6 weeks off and said, hey, you know what? Time to come home. And he hadn't been home in 14 years. So this is the kind of thing that really, gives me goosebumps. I see communities get together and guys, for instance, we had a guy play with a prosthetic leg that, had never, got a chance to play. And that was in the same game. And it just goes on and on and on and on. And all the people we see, we had a guy that played in a game in Ohio that passed away 3 months later. And the reason that he played in the game is because his doctor told him he was terminal. He was gonna die. And he left a 10-year-old daughter, an 8-year-old daughter, and a 7-year-old boy. He never played catch with his kid, in Little League. So, but he said, hey, he told his wife, I got to play in this football game. I got to play in the game. And so she said, hey, she called the doctor and said, hey, can he play in the game? Doctor said, no. She said, oh, well. He's playing. So, you know, but she's also in charge of one of the bone marrow national organizations. And so she would be one of the first ones that we would call about that type of a thing and bring it in. But, you know, in this area, you know, there's always something in every community.
Sure.
No matter what it is, there's always something. And the guys have to understand that they can rally around that particular, you know, situation, and they can make it better. Because I don't think that today guys realize how powerful they are. The guys in these communities, we are all taught as a kid to team, sacrifice for the team, sacrifice for the team. Then we graduate from high school, okay, and what do? We sit in a little room talking on the radio, all right? Or we go on to sit in the backhoe, and we do it ourselves.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You know, and the unfortunate part about it is that we don't actually get a chance to bring those guys together as a unit. All right, maybe the one guy's out of work and he finds out that, hey, that 30-year-old guy over there has a need for somebody to work for him, because they're all, you know, 30, 40 guys on a football team together every Saturday to run around at a practice. All of a sudden you make these connections, you know. Now, I might know the guy from 2008 and he might know me. I graduated in 94, but we don't really know each other. Now all of a sudden we're on the football field and we're understanding who each other is. So I think that's important.
You have a national website, or did you guys set up a local Facebook page or anything like that for this alumni game?
Yeah, we have a national website, Alumni Football USA, you know, alumnifootballusa.com. And, you know, we try to set up event sites on Facebook for these guys. I'm not sure if they have their own, but a lot of the schools will do their own, a lot of the alumni teams. And then there's always one that has both of the teams so they can get on there and talk nice to each other.
Talk nice to each other. Yeah, I believe that. So if folks search Facebook for Rifle Alumni Football, they can probably
Rifle
find that.
Aid. Yeah, okay. Yeah, they'll be able to find it.
Okay,
yeah.
Sweet. And I'll try and find it and like it from our Facebook page, so that's easy too.
Great.
We will take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk about the local families that will benefit from this alumni game. Again, it happens on Friday, July 25th, 7 o'clock, just like any other high school football game. And we'll be back in just a minute or so. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, we're talking about a big alumni football game coming up on Friday night, July 25th. It's Rifle and Palisade. Bob Antonelli, Brock Hedberg are going to play on the team. Bob Cazette is the organizer, the owner, I guess you could say, of Alumni Football USA. 30 years you've been doing this with teams all over. I'm curious, the reason this all got started is because you wanted to play one more high school football game. Do you still participate?
Yeah, I still do participate. I played about a year and a half ago in a game in Texas, and it was a kick in the pants. I mean, I have a lot of fun. I'm a little slower than I used to be, but I'll get you once in a while.
What's your position? I want to say defensive end or something?
I play right outside linebacker.
Okay.
Yeah. So same thing.
Yeah, yeah.
I just get to stand up because I can't get up when I get down. So
fair enough.
Now, the fun thing about this game that everybody will appreciate is that, hey, if you're 25 years old, you can probably run around in the field all day long. Once you get to be 35, you're going to be out there for maybe, 25, 30 plays in each half. And then when you hit 40, you're going to start looking for the bench a little more often, which is okay. And when you're 50, you play about 12 or 15 plays. But those 12 or 15 plays, those young guys better look out.
So, speaking of which, you guys are probably kind of in the middle. When did you graduate, Brock?
98,
so 16 or so years ago. Bob?
97. And you know what's interesting is I graduated when I was 17 years old, 17 years ago. So I'm twice the man I used to be.
I thought I was the only one that looked at things in terms of, okay, how long ago was that?
Yeah.
The numbers just keep getting bigger and bigger.
I am Peyton Manning's age, so I think I'll be okay.
Let's talk about the two families that will benefit from this alumni game. First of all, you're the home team, so do you decide to get what the beneficiaries are, or do you split it with Palisade? How does that work?
No, both teams will make their own money. So Palisade has – they'll get pre-sale tickets, and then with half of whatever they sell, they get to give to their charity. So okay. if they're going to, you know, donate to the high school football team, Pop Warner football, whatever, they just have to choose it. And then once they choose it, they stick to it. And if they sell 1,000 tickets, then they'll make $5,000. You know, so that's the way that works. And the same with you know, the home team rifle, if they're going to sell pre-sale tickets, but they also get all the concessions, and if they want to do some raffles, they get to keep all that stuff too. So they get half the pre-sale tickets and whatever else they can do.
Okay. And obviously, if folks want to buy tickets in advance, just search Facebook for Rifle versus Palisade Alumni Football, and you should be able to find it.
Actually, we have local businesses that are going to sell them for us.
Okay.
Such as the Glenwood and Rifle City Market. Both of those businesses, in Silt Highway Feed and Cowboy Joe's Barbecue, those two in Silt, and in Rifle, besides City Market, the Rifle Pool. I think it's still, is it Rifle Metro Pool or Art Daig Pool or
it's,
something?
It's at Metro Park.
The Rifle Pool.
The Rifle Pool. There is no other one, so everybody those, should know what we're talking about.
Those five from Glenwood to Rifle are going to be our little hotspots for tickets.
How much are tickets?
They're $10 each.
That's easy enough.
Oh, yeah.
And, Gabe, just so we know, and people know this on the radio, the object of us raising this money is and nothing to take away from Bob here, but the key is to buy them from a player or and for one of these businesses. That's the money that we get a split. Game tickets that are sold the day of the game and difficulty of exchanging money and things, we don't get very much of that money, but we do get 50% of the money of the ticket sales prior to the game, and that's where it's going to go to our charities. So if you think you're going to come or you just want to support the charity in itself, buy a ticket to the game. It's $10, and you know a lot of that money's going to go to these two influential families in our community.
Plus, it's a good motivation to buy tickets in advance, too.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, absolutely. The best thing to do is get these pre-sale tickets, because the pre-sale tickets are going to sit there on the refrigerator. Everybody that comes over is going to take a look and go, what is that about? And next thing you know, you got all kinds of people want to come to the game. So best advertising we have is to get those tickets out there, get people buying those tickets, get them talking about the game, set that day aside, set that time aside so you can come out and support the guys.
No, we want to sell out this game. I mean, it's the middle of summer. There's not a lot going on. And it's a football game. I mean, I think if we get the bigger crowd we get there, the better it is going to be supportive.
You know, you say sell out. After the couple championship games I've seen there, I'm not sure there is such a thing as sell out at
yeah,
their
you
stadium.
Got people standing on the hillside from end zone to end zone. Yeah, I don't know how many people can fit there, but it'll hold quite a few people.
Well, we're going to shove them in, that's for sure.
Well, and what Brock was saying, too, is if you show up at the gate and want to buy tickets there, that money actually does not go to the charity of our choice. So that's why Brock was kind of emphasizing buy them from one of these businesses. If you want to show up at the gate, that's totally fine and doable. And Bob would appreciate that.
Sure.
Well, yeah, the more people that show up are going to eat more concessions, too. So yeah, that's another thing. You know?
So the more the merrier.
Right.
But in order to raise money.
Right. You want to buy tickets pre-sale. In advance. Right. And $10 is really pretty reasonable for an afternoon of fun.
Absolutely.
And
see a bunch of old men running around the field trying to hit each other.
we'll talk more about that a little bit later on. Right now, let's talk about the two local families that will benefit from this alumni game.
Yeah. We were fortunate enough to have the opportunity to be able to help two influential families in this community. Amelia Zemlock, her brother Christian is actually playing on the team with us, but she's just been diagnosed with, I hope I pronounce this right, but osteosarcoma, which is bone cancer in her knee. She's a senior at Rifle High School. The community's had fantastic fundraisers already for this family. She's a wonderful young lady, and the family is very supportive of Rifle Athletics. She actually has played volleyball. She has gone through, to date, many rounds of chemotherapy already, and she was just getting back. She's getting treated at the Presbyterian St. Luke's Hospital in Denver, and she's just returned back this week from another round of surgeries. And the family, I know, appreciates this, but at the same time, it's just a great opportunity for us as a community to come together for this family. And the second one is, everyone's fairly aware of this, but the Schaefer family, Larry Schaefer, who worked for Holy Cross Energy, passed away in a helicopter accident a a couple months back, and he actually was – he ran the chains at every rifle home game for – since before I even played. I mean, for years, he was – he never didn't graduate rifle high, but he was a rifle bear. I mean, he loved rifle football, and we wanted to show our support to him and his wife and his boys and show them that we appreciated him and honor him because of all the things that he's done. So these two things, it makes me more excited to be able to help in this situation more than it even does to play football. I'm excited about the game, but this opportunity that we have to be able to help these two families is more exciting to me to rally behind than to get out there in these pads again.
So again, Larry Schaefer, again, folks have heard a lot about him over the last 2 or 3 months. He was in that helicopter when it crashed in the Dry Hollow area just south of Silt.
Right.
And Amelia Zemlock, who's she was actually, I believe, her family received some of the money from Grady Hazelton, does the Austin Booth Memorial Golf Tournament every year. Another rifle bear.
Yeah.
And some of the money, I believe, from that golf tournament also went to help out Amelia and her family. And I think you did say that right, by the way, osteosarcoma. Is how I would pronounce it anyway.
That's right.
Again, the alumni football game happens on July 25th, and you can buy tickets at City Market in Glenwood or Rifle, as well as Highway Feed in Silt, Cowboy Joe's in Silt, and then the Rifle Pool is also selling tickets. Again, they're only $10 per person. And I kind of like what Bob said. You know, you put them on the refrigerator when folks come over, they say, well, what's this? And there you go. The conversation gets started. And all of those pre-sale tickets, that goes toward both of those families, Amelia Zemlock's family and Larry Schaefer's family. One final break. We'll come back and wrap things up in just a couple minutes. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, we're talking about the Rifle Palisade Alumni Football Game, Friday, July 25th at Bear Stadium in Rifle. And hopefully looking to make this an annual thing. We got a couple guys that are going to play on the team, and Bob Cazette, who came up with this idea 30 or so years ago for his own gratification. Here we are 30 years later. You told me you've raised $1.4 million for charity in the last 4 years.
Correct. Yeah, we've
and had a fun time doing it, too.
Oh, yeah, it's a kick in the pants. You see people come out. I've had people come out to these games that literally live 3 blocks from the school that haven't been to a game in 20 years, but they said, I wouldn't have missed this thing.
Let's talk a little bit about the guys that are going to play on this team. Again, you guys are going to play. Brock, let's start with you. You are the QB.
Yeah, I played quarterback many, many years ago for Rifle, and it was a lot of fun. It'll be fun to get back. The best part about all this has been I read about these guys in the paper. You know, as I graduated Rifle High, I follow Rifle football, and my brother's 7 years younger than me, and I get a chance to put on the pads with him and play with him, you know, and
which all these did guys not get a chance
I would
to
have
do.
Never gotten yeah. to, yeah, otherwise. And another thing, Tony Copeland graduated in 1981. He's on the team, and his two boys, Jordan and Ben, they're playing, and they get to play with their dad, you know. I mean, and it's cool getting to read about these guys in the paper and then actually putting on a rifle uniform with them and playing the same time with them and actually getting to know them and know that we all – love the same team that we played for, and that's been the funnest part for me so far. What about you, Bob?
Yeah, you know, I agree with all that. My brother, he's going to be playing too. I offered my dad, who just turned 60, he politely declined, but he said he would support us. But no, what I think is really cool is, you know, we have this spread from 2014 to like 1981 graduates. And even though we never played together, we're all still on the same team. We're all a bear. We'll always be a bear. And you know, we're coming together in a way that a team does. You know, you get to know each other. You give each other a good game on the rear end. You just you have this camaraderie with each other that is always there. You know, because you're all the same football team, just spread generations apart.
Well, and that's really part of playing football.
Right.
I mean, it's a team sport, and I mean, that's obvious. But at the same time, just those two words, team sport, don't really explain what you guys feel for each other and for the team
and for the greater
program.
It's
right?
that in the community, Gabe. I mean, honestly, Bob's got this great idea with this alumni football, being able to actually raise money for the community, and all of us are excited about that. We're all excited about helping Amelia and helping the Schaefers, and we're all, you know, talking about it, getting the word out. And that's been fun for all of us. I mean, it's just a fantastic idea, great fundraiser. And then it's just going to be a fun night out for all of us, you know. I mean, I'll let you know on Saturday morning if it was fun or not. But
Bob, what, you never told us what position you play.
Well, in high school.
Or what position you're playing in this.
Right. Kind of, yeah. In high school, I was an offensive tackle and a defensive tackle, but I went on to play college, and I only played defensive end. And I had a lot of success in college. I loved it. I would do it all again. And I went to college up in North Dakota. So.
Okay. Brock, where'd you end up going to college?
I graduated from Utah State, and I never got a chance to play college football.
You didn't get to play?
I didn't have the size Bob Antonelli has over here.
I was going to say, it's a completely different thing, isn't it? I mean, we've, over the last 15, 16 years or so, you hear all these great local players, and then college comes around and just, eh.
Well, you know, we had a practice last night, and I was talking to a couple of the guys, and they were saying, you know, when you're lining up at that last playoff game and you don't know if you're going to win or lose, but you're walking out on the field and you say, this might be the last time I get to strap these pads on, you know, and you're thinking that in your head. And, you know, Bob Gazette's given us a great opportunity to one more time put these pads on again, you know, and it's like, that's what these guys were saying. Like, as soon as we heard that we get to put the pads on again, like, it was a no-brainer. We're doing it, you know, and I agree with that.
My wife, and I think I can speak for 90% of the team, or maybe 100% who are married, they had a lot of reservations, but I don't know. It's going to be fun. And like Bob Gazette, he's put some rules into place because nobody wants to go out there and get hurt, you know.
Sure. But having said that, it is not a flag football game.
No, this is full contact football. And The only rule changes are pretty simple. One of them is a crackback block. All right, you can't come down the line, and you have to plant both feet before you lead, you know, with your head. And so that takes a lot of the hit out of the play. And then there is no blitzing. You can only have four guys rushing the quarterback. So the quarterback doesn't have
that's
to worry
make
about
you feel good.
Getting de-cleated. Yeah, he doesn't have to worry about getting de-cleated by that guy who's 6'7" coming off the edge. So, you know, and that really changes the game, you know, enough that those are some of the big hits. But we're still having kickoffs. We still have punts. Everything's going to happen just like a high school football game. The fans won't recognize anything different. The players will recognize it, but that's about it.
What about the officiating?
Well, the officiating is local, so I can't speak too much about that, but I'm hoping it's great.
Yeah,
go ahead.
So we're using our local officials. There was a year that I was a high school official with the Three Rivers Football Referees Association, and I got a hold of those guys, and you know, a few of them go to my church, and yeah, man, we're going to have a 5-man reffing crew, local refs. I don't know which ones are going to participate.
Okay.
But
it'll,
you know,
be the same guys that are calling the high school football.
Yeah, you know, they ref the Valley from Aspen to Summit all the way to, well, I think actually to Rifle, maybe Parachute. I'm not sure. But that whole crew, there's 25 guys or whatever. You know, there's a whole handful of them, and they're going to draw straws or volunteer, and we're going to have a high school reffing crew. Under the lights on a Friday night.
Yeah,
throwback
football. Flavor, that's right. You know, and the flavor of the game is a little bit different. I mean, it's going to be more intense than a football game has ever been for about the first 5 minutes. All right? And then it's going to be pretty smooth sailing after that. And the only reason for that is because guys are just not sure of what they're playing against. You know, they haven't been out to practice in pads. Sure.
Is no game film for this game.
Right, no. There's no game. You may not want to see the game film later. I don't know.
That's true. No.
What about, you know, you're talking about practicing. Tell me how practicing has been. Is it pretty similar to what you did in high school? Are you...
Yeah, it's funny because we show up and, you know, when we first register, we have to put our position down, and we started putting these positions down. Everybody, I was looking on our roster, and I was like, man, we got 25 running backs and one lineman. But then the running backs start showing up, and you start realizing these guys graduated in 92, 93, and they're a lot rounder than they used to be in high school, so they kind of say, well, I'm probably a lineman. So now we've got a full lineman full of old running backs, and, you know, it's just getting used to – some guys getting used to new positions, but it's very similar. I mean, the conditioning level of it is a lot different, and we tried to recruit a couple coaches to help us out, but they all got their own thing, high school football going on, and so actually we're coaching ourselves, and it's going to be interesting that we got a playbook and we're going to tackle this the best we can, but we'll, no, it's going to be interesting the day of the game. It'll be interesting.
Again, but, go ahead, Bob.
Oh, it's been going great. Like, I think every practice we accomplish a lot. You know, we get a lot accomplished and get things done, and it's fun. I mean, we go out there, you know, we talk a lot of trash to each other, just, you know, just to make it interesting.
Just so you know how it feels again.
The old guy. The old guy with a beard. I got you. I got your number.
One of the rule changes is that you can celebrate. All right? So in this kind of a game, you're going to see guys doing some crazy celebrations. That's going to be worth the price of the highlight film.
Yeah.
So,
you guys.
I can just tell you, the advice we give these guys is that, you know, if you're 25, do all the celebrating you want. You could wiggle. You could jump up and down. But when you're 40, watch out.
There was a couple guys at practice last night that literally took 15 minutes to practice their end zone celebration.
Yeah, there
I
you
said,
go.
We got to get there first, guys. Yeah. You know, one Taylor Webb's doing backflips. I'm just like, oh, we got to get there, guys. You know,
you guys, you young guys probably don't remember. Well, maybe you do. I'm sure that Bob Cazette remembers Gerald Wilhite's backflip in the end zone. Okay, yeah. I don't remember who they were playing. I just remember seeing it on TV. And I'm thinking,
I can tell you, if Taylor Webb gets in the end zone, you'll see a backflip because he's got it all down.
Perfect. Again, the Rifle Palisade alumni football game, Friday, July 25th, under the lights at Bear Stadium. Well, actually, July 25th, it probably won't be that dark at 7 o'clock.
But the lights probably still turn the lights on.
Yeah. It'll still be under the lights. And, again, if you want to buy tickets, buy them in advance because part of that money will go to the families of Amelia Zemlock, who's been dealing with osteosarcoma for the last several months. She's a Rifle High School senior. And then also from it'll go to Larry Schaefer's family, who was well-known in Rifle and definitely no stranger to the football field there at Bear Stadium. And I'm sure that whoever is holding the chains will be thinking of him during the game on the 25th. And anything else, anybody, that you think we should mention or that folks should know?
One other thing I want to say is halftime, we really want to make it a special tribute to a lot of people that have been beneficial to the program. And we also like to honor, if you're a Rifle High alumni that served our country, we want to honor the servicemen, and especially if you played football, but even if you didn't play football, we're going to have a little, hopefully get the Boy Scouts out there, have a color guard, and we're going to honor these guys that are serving our country right now and that have graduated from Rifle or even haven't graduated from Rifle, because we want to make this halftime special as well. And that's a couple of the ideas we've had, but I think that's something that's important.
So. Yeah. You know, I talked to Ryan McIntosh. He used to be a kicker for Rifle High School, and I coached him actually when I coached at Rifle, but he went into the service and ended up losing his leg, his right leg, which was, you know, he's a right-footed kicker.
Oh, wow.
He's in Texas right now, and I got a hold of him, and he said, I don't think they'll let me play with a prosthetic. And I said, well, even if they don't, man, if you want to come out, we're doing this thing at halftime. We want to say thank you for, you know, the sacrifices you've made. And that's the kind of stuff we just, you know, the Rifle community, they support the high school, and they support local people, local events. Amelia, I mean, it's not real hard for the town of Rifle to get behind you and support you. So it's going to be a great thing.
Bob, anything else you want to add to that?
I'm just looking forward to it.
I was going
to
say, I see you smiling the whole time.
Oh, listen, I've seen, you know, we've done over 1,000 alumni football games, and I can tell you that the atmosphere is going to be electric. It's going to be like nothing you've ever seen. I've been to state championships. I've been to section championships. I've been to, you know, the NFL, NBA, you name it. There's nothing like this game. Nothing.
Again, it happens on Friday, July 25th. If you want to learn more about the overall alumni football throughout the country, it's alumnifootballusa.com. And there's a local Facebook page. Just search for Rifle versus Palisade Alumni Football, and you can find that page. You can like it. You can learn more. And as Bob said earlier, maybe even check out some of the trash talking between the two teams. And again, hopefully this will turn out to be an annual thing, assuming everybody is still doing okay on Saturday morning, the 26th. And maybe it'll turn into a Rifle Glenwood game next year.
Hopefully.
Boy, wouldn't that be exciting?
That would be great.
That'd be like, it'd be very, very cool.
Yeah.
Brock, anything else you want to add? I don't think I asked you that. Okay.
My only advice after the game is that for the ladies out there, If you know, if these guys are a little tired and they seem to be laying in bed, just leave them in bed. Every 20 minutes, roll them over when they're on their back. You know, feed them when they're on their face. Leave them alone.
Again, you can buy tickets for the alumni football game on the 25th at City Market in Glenwood and Rifle, Highway Feed in Silt, Cowboy Joe's Barbecue in Silt, and the Rifle Pool. Again, they're only $10 a piece, and if you buy them in advance, the money actually goes toward those two families, the Zemlocks and Larry Schaefer's family. Thanks again, guys. Look forward
Thanks,
to
Gabe.
It. Talk
yeah,
to you
nice.
Soon. Yep. You've been listening to KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30. It's another reason we are the most listened to radio station from Rifle to Aspen.